how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, and we are on. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. We're here, and we are going to spend the night together. Well, not the whole night, but, you know, a couple of hours every night, 9 o'clock Central. And we usually jawbone about this or that or something in between. There's a lot to talk about, as you know. And this day and age in which we live, there's never any shortage of things to discuss, and I do want to get right back on the issue of Invasion USA, because it is the paramount issue right now in Congress, as you know. The paramount issue is the invasion of the United States and the crumbling of our empire, so to speak, crumbling of the dynasty, the empire, the new Pax Americanus. And with me tonight for a bit, to jawbone a little bit, back from California, back from his endeavors, back from his speaking engagements, is none other than John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Hello, John Clark.
Good evening, Rick. How are you doing?
All right. Well, we missed you for a few weeks here, and I know you were busy, and you've been up to a lot of things, and you're back now, and you are raring to go. You always have your ear to what's going on. You have a lot of people that give you some inside information in Congress and so forth, and we'll talk about some of that tonight. But you see, George Bush has announced his demands of the Congress, and he wants that so-called immigration comprehensive reform bill passed and on his desk by before the August deadline. And it looks like if we don't stop him, that's what they're going to get.
Well, that's true. And, you know, what's really repulsive about this president and other politicians in office is when they're on, you see them in interviews saying that the rule of law and what the people want. Well, the people want our borders enforced. They want all these illegals deported. And rule of law, well, they are breaking the law. I mean, there shouldn't even be a debate about illegal immigration. It's illegal, period. I know one time my wife was interviewed by Mexican television as soon as they found out she was from Venezuela, and they went up to her and said, why are you against illegal immigration? She said, you just said it. It's illegal. Well, there should be no debate. Every single one of these illegals should be deported and not stay in this country. Now, as far as this new visa program they're talking about, bipartisan, where if they stay here, they can get a temporary visa for 3 years. They have to pay, I think it's $3,500. And if they want the guest worker, mm-hmm. they would have to go to their own country and apply from their own country and pay a $10,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're going to go back and report, say, yeah, I was in the country illegally and, you know, pay the $10,000 fine. The only part that we agree with on that is the fact that they should go back to their own country. That's
yes.
the only part of the whole thing.
Yes.
Not pay a fine. And there's a person in the Congress, in the House, who has...
All right, hold that thought. We've got a break, John. Stay where you are. We'll be right back with you. John Clark, my guest. Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park.
Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back, and John Clark is with us tonight. And, yes, John, as you were saying, the process of breaking these laws, breaking our sovereignty, is one that politicians owned by big business and the CFR's elite have contempt for. They have contempt for the law. They have contempt for the Constitution, which is the ultimate organic law. They have contempt for the American people. They truly and obviously show with each passing day that they really don't care about anything but the agenda of the puppet masters. And this is the hour we find ourselves in. And we have to do the best that we can, John, whatever that may be, to try to save what's left of our nation and its borders.
Yes, well, the people, your listening audience, have to do it. And I keep saying this over and over, but it's very, very real that this is happening. Now, you mentioned I was out in California. I went out because our new film is, I'm just releasing our new film, America, Rule of Law or Anarchy. And in the film, I mean, people were really shocked when they saw this film, because at the end, I show that the total amount of American citizens that have been killed, murdered by illegal aliens since 9/11 are approximately 27,000 that have been killed, murdered by illegal aliens. I have the pictures of a lot of them. The park ranger, Angley, also three children. Two were decapitated. by illegal smugglers, coyotes, because their parents didn't pay the smuggling fee. There was a woman whose two daughters were deaf, and they were raped by three or four illegals, and one girl has cerebral palsy. It just goes on and on, and they keep saying these are poor little people coming across. All they want to do is pick our lettuce. No, they're just picking our pockets.
Well, exactly.
And they're making this country clean. Now, on this amnesty that Kennedy and McCain were trying to push, a friend of mine in the House figured out that for equal justice for American citizens, like they were supposed to be given a break on income tax, you know, tax break, they wouldn't have to pay the last 3 years or whatever it was, I forget exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He figured out that if the Americans were given the equal treatment, and if they're not, it would be unconstitutional. The cost to the government would be $2.7 trillion
mm-hmm.
for equal to Americans. And he is going to try to get this bill, if the Senate passes or tries to pass this bill, he's going to put it in there, and this money be recouped by a 75% tariff on Red China. But this film, to your listeners, they really should go to our website and get it. I'll be sending you a copy of it.
Yes.
It really is very, very dramatic. I mean, I wasn't aware that that many Americans have been killed by and murdered by illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And also, there have been all these sex crimes. Over the last 10 years, over 1 million sex crimes committed by illegal aliens, 1 million, and mostly on minor children. Now, this is simply outrageous, and these politicians should really be held accountable for. Yeah, there should be some way to take these people to court and try them for accessories to the fact that these people murdered. The Democrats are 100%. Well, I shouldn't say 100%.
There are a few.
Heath Shuler, a Democrat from North Carolina, just signed on with the Immigration Caucus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we applaud him for that.
There are several now that have come forward in the Democratic Party who are elected because of this issue primarily, and not just in the border states, but they have been elected. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, has told the White House she can't pass a bill with the Democratic votes alone, and nor will she, quote, seek to enforce party discipline on the issue, unquote. Well, you know and I know that some of the Republicans lost those seats because they were wishy-washy. They were with the Bush administration rather than being for their constituents. So, you know, we do have breaking ranks. We do have some of these people who know, hey, if we don't do what our constituents want, it's all over for us. We're new congressmen, we're freshmen, and we have to start thinking in terms of following our constituents' demands. Not the Bush administration, not Nancy Pelosi, not Reid or anyone else. And that's what it comes down to. Politics is politics. It's that simple.
I tried to tell McCain's chief of staff that, you know, I told him that Republicans lost because of what they did with illegal immigration. He said, oh, that's nonsense because there were some that lost that were, you know, for enforcing the borders. I said, no, that's not true. And even
even if they did, they did not lose because they were for enforcing the borders.
They lost for other reasons. And
that's right.
You know, McCain's chief of staff said, oh, that's nonsense. They said the Republicans lost for because of not being tough enough. They changed, you know, at one time they were on our side to try to enforce the immigration laws. But they said, as people like your senator, McCain, mm-hmm. Hagel, Martinez, Brownback, in fact, when I was out at this meeting in California, I was sitting around the table talking to the ladies there, and Brownback came up, and they said, oh, what a great senator he is, and only because of the one issue, and that is abortion. And I said, you know, you're focusing on one issue, and if you don't focus on immigration, you won't have to worry about abortion or anything else, because there will be no country. And that's a reality. I mean,
well,
I look at it, and the thing we were talking about earlier about this thing with the Pentagon, I wasn't aware that, you know, there was a $2.3 trillion mysteriously evaporated from the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of that. I mean, if that's true.
Well, you can thank the neocons and Dov Zakheim and others for that.
Yeah, Doc Steinheim. I've never even heard of this
man.
I knew Wolfowitz, you know, with the dual citizenship.
The rabbi.
I was there, and he also writes, he's an editor of the Jerusalem Post.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the comptroller of the Pentagon.
Yes.
And now this is another theory. I know that that plane did not hit the Pentagon. But this theory that I just received was that it was a cover-up because of this loss, $2.3 trillion cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. You know, all I know is that plane did not hit. It was probably a cruise missile. But we've been led down the garden path. But
by the way, one of the other reasons that the some Republicans took a hit in this last election was the war itself, and they're walking in lockstep with the Bush administration and the neocons. So, again, the American people do not wish to see more foreign adventurism, more wars, world wars, more regional conflicts, nor do they wish to see their nation overtaken by illegal aliens. I mean, it's that simple. The polls have consistently shown that now, and there is no longer any excuse to pretend they don't exist.
Well, the thing about Iraq is we shouldn't have gone in the first place. We went in there because of the neocons running this country. We went in there. We shouldn't have gone in. But now that we have the foot in the door, it's going to be pretty hard getting the foot out.
Well, that was the idea, John. The idea was to create a problem that then we would not be able to extricate ourselves from that easily. And George Bush calls it a mistake. Now, I'm sorry, but when you take a pencil on a piece of paper and you add two and two and write three instead of four, that's a mistake. When you commit American soldiers, American men and women in uniform, to a war based on deliberate lies, falsehoods, and falsifications, that is not a mistake. That's a deliberate policy, that's a plan, and that's the way it is, period.
Drastically has to be done because that war, Iraq is going to suck its dry. Meanwhile, they have the fifth column in this country. Our whole country has been weakened by all of our troops being sent over there.
Exactly.
All we're going to have is a force of 600 or 700,000 policemen. But, you know, these people marching in the streets, those, that's an army. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I just don't understand why people don't wake up. Some are. I mean, because, you know, people like yourself, Lou Dobbs, and others are getting the message out.
Mm-hmm.
People just won't wake up. This friend of mine in Arkansas, he's a multimillionaire. He's been working on this problem for many, many years. And he just told me the other day, he said, John, I'm getting to the point where I may just fold it up. He says, people just don't care. They don't wake up. I mean, don't they care about this country? I'm not going to give up.
Well, I will say this, that here where I live in New England, you know, we're not near the Mexican border, and yet we are now feeling the effects of this invasion like we have never felt before. Our hospitals now are teetering on total bankruptcy. Our schools are overbloated with illegals. We have all kinds of costs associated with it. The budget is out of control in the state, where we have a $7 billion budget in a tiny state of 1 million people. We have a deficit of over $300 million. People are beginning to feel it, and only when you increase that pain level, will they respond, John? I mean, up until 2 years ago, they didn't.
Right. By then, it's too late.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I first got involved, back in 93 with this. We tried to get the young kids come out and help us demonstrate on the streets. And, they were contractors, painting contractors. And they, we don't care about that. But then 6 months later, a year later, they came out and they say, hey, where do we sign up? Because their jobs were taken.
No, you get it. You get it.
Only when they were impacted. And
right.
I said, we're out there trying to tell you that this is happening. Because right now you have options. But the way this president has put us in this predicament, we're running very quickly running out of any options at all.
And the arrogance of this man, you know, is just surpasses his ignorance. It's just amazing on the demands that he's making now, and it's obvious why, and the sellout with Mexico, the North American Union, Canada, and so forth. But here, you know, the media have typically ignored it since they are part of the problem. All right, John Clark, my guest. Join us, Rick Adams, We'll be right back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Okay, Mr. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. You go to the website, immigrationcontrol.com, and you'll see what we're talking about, and you can prepare to order the new video, as a matter of fact, and that John has just wrapped up on this very subject that we're speaking about. But, John, you're right. People have to experience their job loss, you know, their income loss, and much more than that before they're going to finally take to the streets and do what's necessary to end this nonsense. George Bush has made this budget the largest budget deficit in history. We have the largest burden of taxation now in the history of our nation. And now, Red China, as you know, is arming. Red China is growing. Red China has our debts, and Bush is depending on the Chi-Coms to keep our, quote, U.S. interest rates lower than they would normally be with a debt. And, of course, you know that all of this is leading to a disaster for the United States. We are going to experience a total surrender at some point with the leadership of this nation taking us down. That's where we're headed, my friend.
That's right. A train wreck that should be avoidable if the American people will wake up. In this new video, I have Mayor Barletta, who's been harassed by the ACLU, 26 years pitted against him. Also, John Marganelli, district attorney from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Also,
I've interviewed him. I interviewed John some time ago last year.
Yeah, Sheriff John is from Butler County, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man that we should have as president. He has a sign out in front of his jail that says the illegal aliens here pointed towards the jail. He puts them in chains. He said he's being harassed by the ACLU. He doesn't care. You know, American people have to just say, enough. We don't want these people. ACLU is anti-American. But yet they had a booth at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee. I said, what are you people doing here? Oh, well, we've helped conservatives. I like what? You've done nothing but destroy this country, you and the lawyers and the judges.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I hope your listeners don't think that you're, you know, out there, you know, screaming the sky is falling when it really isn't.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not whistling Dixie, and I think most people know that.
And I don't know what else to say to people. This is why I do the films, because when they see the films, then they see the reality of it.
Yes.
Terry Anderson came to see this film in Los Angeles. I showed it at Barbary's group.
Right, right.
And Terry came and I said, what do you think? He said, John, I've seen a lot of these. He said, this is good because it shows how racist these people are, the ones that are calling us racist, you know, with La Raza and calling us honky. And everywhere you turn, there's a picture of Che Guevara. These are the communists. Their goal is the destruction of this country.
Yeah, or Fidel.
Wake up now, because
yeah.
It's not a dress rehearsal, you know, like they say about life. Well, it's coming fast down the line, and I just, every moment, just waiting for that, you know, boot to fall.
Well, you know, another thing, too, as Howard Phillips pointed out in his newsletter, you've got this business of how many illegals are actually voting now, participating in elections for many of these Congress boys and girls who are voting for giving status, that is citizenship status, to illegals. You know, Steve King was the Iowa Republican who said illegal aliens in many states can easily acquire driver's licenses, making it easy for them to register to vote, especially states that have the motor voter laws. This is mind-boggling.
Bill Clinton, 13 years ago, when I first went to Washington, D.C., people in California substantiated how many illegals were voting. They were working at the polling, and, you know, they gave me a list of people that they knew were illegal aliens. And it was astounding. This is back in about 94, 95. And I took a whole box of them up to Congress, gave it to them. They did nothing about it. They'd known it for so many years. This is how a lot of, especially the Democrats, are in power. Bill Clinton, that's why he was in power. He gave 1 million immigrants citizenship without any background checks. Mm-hmm. I mean, look what's happened to this country with Cuba, with the boat lift. You know, they opened all their jails and mental institutions and said, here, go to the United States.
Yep.
We've been flooded with mediocrity. We're being, and then with affirmative action. I mean, the country is just being torn down little by little. And now it's, and this thing of the government saying 12 to 13 million illegals, they've been using that figure for 10 years. I'm even using it in the film because we can't say 30 million. Well, we know that over 30 million, because I've had people in Congress tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 30 million illegals in this country.
That's right.
They're showing the impact up there in Pennsylvania, in Utah, Idaho, you name it. It's all over the country. That's not 12 million people. There's over 30 million, and 30 million plus.
Well,
so
it's no wonder. I mean, it's no wonder they're pouring in, you know, and the welfare subsidies, the mentality of this nation for several generations now has been, we can't let people suffer and we can't let people go without. So what we'll do is we'll tax those that work, tax those that produce, tax those that have, and we'll give to those who don't. And that, of course, is always a prescription for total disaster. And that's what we're reaping now. We'll be right back. Our guest, John Clark, will take calls. 800-313-9443. Your ideas and prescriptions are welcome. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All righty, we're chitty-chattying here tonight about what is taking place in America, and it is not very pleasant. George Bush, of course, pushing after his return visit from Mr. Mexico, Mr. Calderon's Ranchisco, telling us that we'd better shape up or ship out. We're the ones who are going to be leaving the country. We're going to let them all come in as long as they pay a little tax and they go back home and then reapply and come in. Who cares if they're illegal or not? Let's bring the whole world into the United States, because isn't that what America is all about? Open doors and open borders. Well, of course not. And thank goodness there are some. And we should be encouraged by the fact that the outpouring of protest on the part of true-blooded Americans has resulted in even some Democrats, my goodness, telling Nancy Pelosi that she knows where she can go on this issue. They've got to listen to their constituents. And same thing with some Republicans who have learned their lesson the hard way as well. I'm going to take some calls in a minute or so, John, but I'm looking forward to your video, and that you have done several videos. You've given up a career, really a very lucrative career in the music world, because you saw years ago what was happening here, and you realized that your money, your pensions, your income is not going to be worth a thin dime when this is over with. And it's going to be over with very soon if courses are not changed.
Well, that wasn't my original motivation. My original motivation in California when living there was the fact that these illegals, the arrogance of them coming into this country, spitting on little old ladies, kicking them, mm-hmm. and demanding health care and education mm-hmm. and things that our American citizens, our veterans can't get. My parents had to work their whole lives, get Social Security, pay for it, and these arrogant SOBs come in here and say, we want this, we want that, and they get it. We give it to them. And, you know, there are American citizens out there who can't get health care. I know so many that can't get health care. Illegals get free health care. The Cubans, like I said, went down to Mount Island. Once Cubans touch land, they get $9,000 in cash, free medical and low-interest business loan. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they send back Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah, and nobody will do anything about it. I went down there and investigated and left a Border Patrol agent hanging down there. You know, gave me this information. They're not going to do anything because of the destruction of this country. Now the Democrats, I've heard them, you know, I've been on the Hill for 13 years. I've heard them talk up there, we need to get rid of capitalism. We need to get rid of Whitey. You know, the whole bit. And if anybody listens to this Obama, they're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Imus. I don't like Imus anyway, but, you know, he's out there talking about, statements that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a friend of mine who's black, and he said, I'm not offended.
How about Al Sharpton? So he's all offended.
I said, Terry, that's not the point. These people like Sharpton and Jesse. Jackson are using this to drive a wedge between races. And that's their money-making. Same thing with the Democrats. They do the same thing. You know, make a joke. He says, I'm not offended by that. He says, I don't know what all this is. You know, and he's black, and I know other black friends that feel the same way. You know, all they're doing is to feather their own nest. This Al Sharpton, what about him with that Tawana Brawley, you know, years ago? What about Jesse Jackson, the names he called the Jews? Why wasn't anything done there? You know, and they can come out and say honky, and the Mexicans call us gringos and rednecks and Nazis and everything, but you can't say anything, about them. It's turned upside down like the song the British played when they left the battlefield in Yorktown. That's the song they played, mm-hmm. The World Turned Upside Down, and that's the same song that's going to be playing if the American people don't wake up.
All righty, you heard it. Let's take a call or two. 800-313-9443. John Clark with me, Americans for Immigration Control. And let's start off with Steve in Illinois. Hello, Steve.
How you doing tonight?
All right.
Listen, we don't talk the real truth about this. You know, these guys are like subtropical subhumanity. They're a degenerative lower life form. You know, these guys here, as a subhumanity, don't deserve human rights. They come into this country, they try to order people around. We had a case over here, and it was similar to O'Reilly's case with a drunken Mexican manslaughtered a woman in a car in Crystal Lake, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. This stuff is going on. Nobody has any respect for the laws anymore. These people, the thing we could do is to push these people right back where they came from. There's no other way to do it. We need Pershing. We need Pancho, those punitive raids, Pancho Villa, and that's the only way to do it. We need to get the Army involved and throw them out of the country.
Well, first off, we're not against Mexicans. We're against the illegals. I mean, we're not against any race. Illegal is not a race. We just want the illegals out of this country, period. We want them all deported. They are like the video shows. I mean, I was shocked myself when I found out these figures. 27,000 Americans. I mean, I hope people are listening to this figure. 27,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
This is an insult.
That we know of.
I have to use that lower figure.
That's
probably
it.
Higher. I've heard figures as high as 45,000. But we can't, our enemies are going to say, prove it. These figures we can prove, okay? 27 estimates of 27,000 Americans. And, and it's the illegals. They're committing crimes. And people said, well, Americans commit the same crimes. Yeah, but they're in the country illegally. They're already criminals. They are criminals. They are, it's like in the film, I know Mayor Barletta, he used to call them illegal immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're illegal aliens. Don't ever use the term immigrant connected with these criminals, because that's exactly what they are. And the Democrats and everybody want to use undocumented. I have a T-shirt that says undocumented Border Patrol agent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the same thing. There's no difference. They are breaking down. That's why I named this film America, Rule of Law, or Anarchy. Everywhere I've turned, every part of the country I've been, it's always the Communist Party, the anarchists, the Catholic Church, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are people that want to see the destruction of this country, and they're going to, by any means necessary. They have no rules, and they're using the system against us.
Steve?
Yes, Dad. You know, the thing is, the galling thing is they put us on short rations, and we're told to eat our belts and leather shoelaces, while these guys, they live off the fat of the land. I hate to say this, and it won't be well accepted, but maybe it would have been better if the VC would have given coup de grace to John McVeigh and this Hagel, and we wouldn't have to put up with this kind of duplicity and double-dealing that's going on from so-called patriotic war heroes.
No. Well, John McCain, it's just astounding to me. I've talked to Republican groups, and I said, you know, it's just amazing that this is all you can come up with to run for president. McCain, Brownback, Hagel. I said, McCain's a traitor to this country. I mean, he's siding with Ted Kennedy, who's done more damage to this country than almost anybody else on the Hill.
And Mitt Romney is not much better, John, let me tell you.
Oh, I know. Well, he's another one. I was on C-SPAN, and I was talking about Hagel, how he lied to the Senate Ethics Committee in 2002, saying he was not an owner of ES&S voting machines. He's in office because of ES&S voting machines.
Yes.
And he lied and said he wasn't. They said, well, who would you vote for? I said, there's only one person on the Hill that I would vote for, as far as the immigration issue goes, and that's Tom Tancredo. He's the only one that's done anything. Nobody else.
That's right. Okay, Steve, do you have another point you want to make with John?
Yeah, I hope that May 1st isn't going to be another Pinco de Mayo. That's all I have to say.
The demonstrations, these were pretty well organized, and I listened in on their conference call when they had a half a million in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and they were told to wear white T-shirts and to bring American flags.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how many white T-shirts and American flags. That's an army taking orders. And initially, they were going to shut down all the ports, airports, bus, land, sea, air. They were going to shut down all of them. I told a friend of mine on the terrorism committee in the Senate, he said, let them try it. But, you know, if American citizens did any of this nonsense, you know, it's all over. You play by the rules, you're left out in the cold. You're paying taxes to support the destruction of this country for these people to go in and get free medical. It's like this illegal woman in the church. She's been holed up at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it has nothing to do against the church. The church has been hijacked by these sinister forces. I'm Catholic, but the Catholic Church, with its Cardinal Phony Mahoney Baloney in Los Angeles, has a vested interest because he's the president of Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities receives $1.5 billion from federal and state taxes for refugee resettlement. Where's the separation of church and state? I see these priests up on the Hill all the time with their hand out.
And then we have this growing sanctuary movement now in various communities where they would like to have a sanctuary for illegals in their particular city, which is really an in-your-face sort of thing, isn't it, John? I mean, how arrogant can you be?
Giuliani sued the federal government to keep New York City a sanctuary city, and he's running for president.
Yep.
There's another one. You know, we're surrounded by vermin.
Yeah, they are. They are the lowest form of humanity. Okay, thank you, Steve, for your call. 800-313-9443. John Clark with me. John in California is next. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, John. How are you?
All right. How you doing, mate?
Okay, good to have you back.
And good to hear you and yourself, John.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a couple of quick comments, if I may.
All right. Sure.
The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And the word kill in there, if taken from the Strong's Concordance in the original Hebrew, means to murder.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not murder. Well, you know, it's come in time where we're at war with the leadership of this country. We have there's a killer in the head office here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a murderer, sending people to die on a pack of lies. And you can be sure that the sons of Cain mm-hmm. are laughing at all this,
mm-hmm.
this rabble in arguments here. I can totally agree with you, John, and I look forward to checking out your film. It certainly needs to get out more, and I'll do my share on that.
What part of California are you?
I'm in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
I lived in L.A. for 8 years.
Okay, well, I'm going to be speaking in Los Angeles and showing the film the first part of May, first week of May. I thought if you were in Southern California, you could come out and see it.
Sure, and I'll keep my eye on it. I've taken down your website so I can check it out from there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly has come down to a grassroots on all fronts, because the international Judaics, I stay away from the term neocons, because it's just another word they came up with to smokescreen mm-hmm. themselves. It's the international Ashkenazi fake Jews of the Bible, Revelation 2:9-3:9.
Mm-hmm.
Christ named them. Now, you know, obviously they have control of the press here. So here's like a local television channel, for example, last night, showing about the illegal immigration issue,
mm-hmm.
saying that 80% of Californians are all for George Bush's immigration, and that 16% of Californians are not for it, and the other six have got their fingers up, you know what. And then showing a picture of the commander-in-chief down at the border
mm-hmm.
with this, you know, couple of hundred yards of bloody fence, which you know isn't going to be all the way across the border. He's making his puppet rounds, and you know, surrounded by his soldier bodyguards, which are only there to do that. They're not. If this was any other country, there'd be a line of soldiers at that border shooting anything that came towards it. And that's what it's come to in this country, because you know what? Nobody's getting voted in. The voting has not been in the American people's interest or favor or effect since probably Wilson.
Because they control the media. Look who they're shoving down your throat. They're
shoving
this Obama, who's a liar.
Yeah.
We have proof that he's lied over and over. Hillary.
Well, you've got Hillary.
Another one.
Hillary, yeah. Can't forget
this is
her.
Who they're saying that the American people want. The American people don't want these people. And when they say that they're for this comprehensive immigration reform, I was one of the co-sponsors of Proposition 187, and Californians voted overwhelmingly to cut off benefits to illegal aliens, but one liberal federal judge stopped it.
Yeah, and that's
the way they control our vote, so it doesn't make a difference what we do. So we've got to come up with creative ways how to stop this traitorous government that we have.
Wouldn't it be nice, John, now we're coming up on April Fool's Day, the two of you, Johns, and that's April 15th. April Fool's Day was transferred from April 1st to the 15th. Wouldn't it be nice if the American taxpayer said, we're going to do what the illegals are doing, okay? Let's just give, you know, even though it's not legal, let's just say, fine, we'll say the income tax is the law, quote unquote.
Right.
We're going to do with the income tax what George Bush says we can get away with doing with those who are entering the country illegally. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That's the bill that this friend of mine came up with. He said if American taxpayers were given the same break that they want to give the illegals in this comprehensive immigration reform, the cost to the government would
mm-hmm.
be $2.7 trillion.
That's right. Or more.
And he says if American taxpayers aren't given the same break, it's unconstitutional. But they don't care, because they don't care about the Constitution.
No, that's gone.
The only reason why we pay taxes, or supposedly, is for the federal government to protect us. That's all. And they have failed miserably. 911, well, that's an inside job, but...
Well, as I would like to say, it's an outside job.
Yeah, outside inside.
Complicity.
Outside inside.
but if I'll just make one quick point,
okay.
So I can get
sure.
off and listen
sure.
to the rest of the show, and this is it. I'm not American born, as you can tell, but this is my home, and it's my country now. I believe in giving back to where I've been given, and I just remember. I believe it's coming to the point where, as George Washington did before going into battle, he got on his knees and he prayed. And I think that's what it's coming to, brothers. But I'll leave you. God bless you both and keep up the good fight, John and Rick.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Good call. Always a dedicated caller, and we appreciate that. All right, break time is with us. John Clark, my guest, Americans for Immigration Control. We will be right back with your calls, 1-800-313-9443. Any creative ideas? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with John Clark. And, John, you know, all this malarkey about Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director, getting up in the new planes and helicopters with his high tech, which, of course, is all contracts given to Israelis. But in any event, these firms that have created this new high tech that we have supposedly is going to keep our borders safe. We're going to be able to spot check all these aliens coming over the border and somehow prevent them from doing it is nothing more than more show. It's a theatrical performance, and people had better realize that, because when they do a crackdown like they've just done recently in our area in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and they arrested hundreds and hundreds of illegals working at this plant that had military contracts, U.S. military, you know and I know that they're putting on a show. And then they divided the families up, the parents from the children, so then they would create opposition to what they've done to make it look like we are brutal, like we are terrible with people. And in fact, this is nothing but a drop in the bucket when it comes time to enforcing the laws. This is nothing. John, it's nothing but a show.
Of course it is. It's a dog and pony show. They're only doing these some of these limited roundups around the country. So the American people will be duped, thinking, oh, look, they're deporting these illegals and they're doing the job. Don't believe it for 1 minute, because that's just a drop in the bucket when we have over 30 million in this country. We need to put Americans to work, raise the wage $1 an hour, stop this slave labor. These illegals are being used by slaves. Even the legal immigrants who come in with work visas are being used as slaves. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're playing by the rules, you're doing it legally, you're being given the shaft, and that's exactly what these people want, the breakdown of rule of law in this country, and it's all over.
All right, let's take a call from Rich in Louisiana. Hello, Rich. Hi, Rich.
Rick and John, good evening.
Yes, sir.
John, and I want to thank you for all of your efforts, as with the Minutemen and the Numbers USA and all the other patriots out there who are bringing this this issue to the public and the tireless work that you guys do. But I want to put my opinion in here, Rick and mm-hmm. John. I've been following this issue since 85,
mm-hmm.
Aware of what's going on, and it's come to my conclusion we lose this battle. And it's a fact. The things that need to be done are not going to be done. The only possible hope is for the mass American populace to wake up, which they're not going to do. It's not going to be a movement of such proportion that would move the politicians, which brings us to the next step in the plan regarding the dialectic. There is going to be eventually civil unrest and race wars in our streets, at which point that gives the federal government
mm-hmm.
the excuse to put the foot down,
yeah.
And then we have this the beginning of this Marxist Satan world order, and I'm afraid, gentlemen, we lose this battle.
Well, that's a very, very, very optimistic note.
Rick, I tell you,
I know what you're saying.
I've been following this since 85.
I've been following it since 1976, actually.
And let me ask you your opinion, Rick. Do you think we win this one?
Not on these terms, no.
No.
There's no way we can win by playing
absolute,
by the rules.
You're giving an absolute number one.
Yeah, I understand that, John. But you think this has a political solution? I'm going to call up my senator and tell him not
like
to.
Like I said, they're using the system against us. If we work in the
exactly.
system,
you cannot work by the system to beat
the reason,
it.
The reason why we were successful. I am a Minuteman. I was down there the first day. It started April 1st.
All right, hang on, both of you gentlemen. All right, John, you can stay. One more minute, we'll be back with hour number two of the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only right here on Republic Broadcast Network. I'll be right back. It's true.